email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, to avoid being scammed when shopping online, always check the URL, that's the web address, in the address bar of your browser if you're not absolutely sure that the domain name, the initial part of the address with a dot in it, for example, rte.ie or amazon.co.uk, etc., belongs to a legitimate business. Google the domain name enclosed in double quotes, followed by the word review. Oh, I see. And then you'll find out if it's a reputable one. See what the other people on other websites are saying about the domain name. If it's a scam, you'll usually find it listed on some scam buster website as malicious. Also, always click the little padlock icon next to the address to get info on the identity of the website owner. Ismail, thanks for that advice. I'm going to print that off and have it in my back pocket when I go online. Now, the second semi-final of the Eurovision takes place tonight at 8 o'clock. Israel will be one of the acts performing, hoping to secure one of the 10 places for the final this Saturday. Last night, tensions around Israel's involvement in the competition were palpable. We saw videos from the rehearsals for the second semi-final, and the crowd booed the Israeli representative, Idan Golan, as she performed her song Hurricane. Today, there, I think it's just over, or it's ongoing, a protest in Malmo, and RTÉ's arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke is there. Good afternoon, Evelyn.
Good afternoon, Ray. I don't know if you can hear the sound of the protest
there
in the
background. I can, yes, yeah.
But yeah, loud drums, it's very loud, it's very busy, it's very colourful. And as you say, it's making its way around Malmo this afternoon.
And whereabouts in relation to the venue is it?
Okay, so just looking at the map, right? So if you can imagine, Malmo Arena, this is now my Dublin geography I'm imposing on Malmo, is like near down the docks, right? So it's that kind of very newish feeling to it, that kind of built-up area. The protest is taking place about 5 kilometres away from that, nearer what we'd consider kind of the city of Malmo, the old part. They've been given a 1 kilometre, just over 1 kilometre route. They started there. So if you imagine, they gathered at a square in the middle of the city, they're making their way down that route, and they're making their way down to a kind of a park area. I was there earlier, and that's Mullenplatsen, and in there there's a large field, there's a proper stage erected, and we're expecting them to make their way there and then to be kind of there for the rest of the afternoon and the evening. So when I was walking through there earlier, there was a couple of bands up on stage warming up and all that kind of thing. So I think there are people in the protest today marching, and then I think we met other people coming along who'll be there kind of going straight to that spot, and I'd say that'll be busy. I spoke to one policeman who said to me they've been told to be on standby till about 9 o'clock tonight.
So it's pro-Palestinian, anti-Israeli, and they're all saying that the Eurovision should be boycotted, shouldn't be on, or Israel shouldn't be part of it, or what exactly are they saying?
Yeah, the feelings are really strong. Like, the posters are very strong. The messaging is very strong. And the bit that I kind of thought was really interesting, Ray, is loads of families are here. Lots of children, lots of families here. Lots of people telling me that they're Palestinian, or that, you know, going back a few generations, they are. But then speaking to lots of Swedish people, like one woman I spoke to is from Malmo. She's local here. And she said initially, you know, when she heard Eurovision was coming to Malmo again, she was excited. But for her, she says the fact that Israel is allowed to participate, that it has overshadowed everything for her. So there's so many different reasons why people are here, but it's certainly loud, it's certainly colourful. I mean, we'd heard organisers saying this was going to be the main one, right? And they were going to be looking at, I don't know, upwards of thousands of people, tens of thousands. I'm not very good at estimating crowd numbers. It's always hard to do it. But there are certainly thousands and thousands of people here. It's very passionate, but very well organised. It's very well run. They're being marshalled. They have, you know, people on high-vis vests. But the posters are here, and some of the images are really stark, and the message is very, very clear about what they're marching for today, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so Idan Golan was booed last night. It'll be interesting to see what happens tonight at the real semi-final and not the dress rehearsal. Can the public broadcaster in Israel, who are responsible for their Eurovision entry, release a statement today? Idan stood on the stage during the dress rehearsal with pride and gave an incredible performance. They did not silence her, and they will not silence us. And then they went on to say, Idan said, I am proud to represent my country, particularly this year. I'm receiving support and love, and I'm determined to give my best performance tomorrow, that's today, in the semi-final, and nothing will deter me from that goal. She's only 20, Idan Golan, and she's in the middle of all this.
Yeah, and you know, you associate your vision with kind of sparkles and sequins and all that, and then there's a whole other side to this particular Eurovision, you know, that is really the year that she's in it this year, I suppose. And look, tonight she's 14th, right? So that'll be later on in the evening.
Yes.
There's, I think, 16 playing tonight looking for 10 spots in the final. So the security in the arena is very tight, right? I was at the semi-final the other night. Like, I had my bag with my hairbrush and my makeup and all my bits, and I was not allowed to bring it in. I had to truck back, drop the bag. Like, you can only bring, literally, a wallet in. So I couldn't bring my hairbrush with me, but there you go. But security, it's like airport security, and that's kind of everywhere all around the arena. So when you have accreditation, when you're, you know, doing all that, it feels very safe, actually, but it's very much controlled. Like, you can see the police, they're very friendly to you, and you go up and ask for directions or whatever, but it's definitely there. There's definitely a visible security presence, and has been all week. Like, this morning I heard choppers overhead at the arena. Actually, down here at the protest, I'm not seeing that, but there's definitely police presence. But for the protest bit right here, the police are hanging back. They're very much letting the protesters do their thing and do their demonstration.
And Evelyn, can I ask you, what's the chatter been about last night and the booing?
Well, I saw the stuff on social media that you probably saw as well, people booing. Yes, there was booing. Certainly other journalists said that they heard booing as well. I suppose the feeling is that the flags thing is really interesting. They're very strict on what you can bring in, right? Like, I met an Irish woman on Tuesday. I'm getting my days mixed up at this stage, but she told me that they had been told that their Irish flag was too big to bring in, so she'd had to go and get another flag. Were a lot of, you know, everybody had their own home flags when I was there on Tuesday night, but they are monitoring everything you're bringing in. And I suppose the visible bit is going to be the interesting thing tonight, because obviously people are saying they want to bring in flags, but they're controlling that as well. So it'll be interesting to see tonight what happens for her, you know. But, you know, that delegation, the Israeli delegation, they are determined to get up there and sing tonight and perform and do their best and claim that place in the final on Saturday night. And they have a big history with Eurovision. So, yeah, I mean, all eyes on that now, especially after the demonstration.
They're four-time winners. Israel are four-time winners of the Eurovision Song Contest. They can't stop people bringing in their vocal cords, Evelyn. They can't stop people bringing in their vocal cords. So if people want to boo and shout Free Palestine, you know, they'll be difficult to stop.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting, and everybody's going to be watching out for that bit as well. But, you know, there is also so much joy around this competition. Lots of people want to go in and just enjoy their country singing as well.
Yes.
So we'll all be kind of keeping an eye out to see how the balance goes, you know.
That's it.
And what's going to happen when Israel takes the stage.
So just one last thing. I was just saying yesterday, we were talking to Bambi Thug, and I was saying that people are conflicted. They're very upset about Israel's involvement in the Eurovision, and yet they want to support Bambi Thug, and they want to get involved in the joy that is the Eurovision. Is there a sense of that sort of conflict there?
All the time. I think it's all the time on the artists. Like, someone like Ollie Alexander, you know, people really like him, the UK representative. He's somebody, you know, his career is going really well. He's a great singer. And he has talked about the stresses of being an artist this year. So I think there is that conflict. Because, I mean, the artists tend to stay away maybe from political statements. The younger ones, they're only, starting out in their careers. So I do think, it's definitely been a pressure for the broadcasters, for the performers. And it's been unprecedented, I suppose, in that way, you know.
Yeah. Evelyn O'Rourke, arts and media correspondent. Thanks so much for talking to us, Evelyn. Thank you.
Thanks, Ray.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.